Husker Du doesn't know if you want to know if you are lonely or not, but I'll tell you, when it comes to entertainment and when it comes to sanitizing your ears and your eyes, there's only one man we turn to, and that is our local movie critic, Scott Barlow, with Have You Seen Any Good Movies Lately? And now, here's Scott.
Turn the damn knob up!
Oh, who turned it down? Did you do that?
I had it turned up way too early, so I had it turned down.
You leave it up, just leave it there. Don't touch it again.
God, you're a fool.
We're going to try this.
What do you think that means? What do you think that simple clockwise motion with my wrist means?
I'm gay.
It means turn up the damn knob. It means turn up the damn knob, you incompetent buffoon.
Welcome to the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. You know, when it comes to sanitizing the entertainment industry, there's only one man we talk to, and that is our local movie critic. And here is Scott Barlow with Have You Seen Any Good Movies Lately?
What the hell's going on with the transmitter?
Hi, Scott.
Hey, what's up?
Don't mind Rob. He's just got his tizzy in an uproar. How you doing, Scott?
I'm fine. I've seen a ton of movies since last
I
talked.
I only got one question for you, Scott.
What?
Have you seen any good movies lately?
A couple, not too many.
Name one.
Swingers.
Swingers? Is Swingers a good movie?
That's a quality, low-budget, heartwarming guy kind of movie. It's funny, it's touching. Well, it's not too touching.
Guys don't like touching movies. You said it was a guy movie, and then you said it was touching. Guys like movies where people kill each other.
It's got an edge. No one gets killed, but it's got an edge.
Tell us a little bit about it, but don't give away the ending.
It's real low budget. It was made by this fat guy who lost like a bunch of pounds and put all his friends in the movie.
Now, is this one of those low budget movies where you got a guy talking to another guy and they talk for a while? Didn't they cut to another scene where you got a guy and he's talking to another guy and they talk for a while? Then they cut to another scene and there's a couple of guys sitting in a car and they're talking to each other and the one guy's talking to the other guy. Then they cut to another scene and there's a guy talking. You know what I'm saying?
You're doing all the talking here, pal. Why don't you shut up? All right.
Yeah, why don't you try that for just a couple minutes, Chris?
There's a lot of talking in the movie, but it's funny talking, and there's also gambling, and there's chicks, and it's a lot of fun.
Well, if there's gambling and chicks, then it's a guy movie.
There you go.
Let's move on to the next movie. What other movies have you seen, Scott?
Geez. Good movies or any movie?
You're the movie critic? Be critical.
I saw Barbara Streisand's new film.
Let's skip it. Move on.
It was crap.
We don't do Barbara Streisand.
Hold on. What are you doing going to see Barbara Streisand?
There was nothing to see, I swear to God.
Gay.
I've seen everything else.
You are gay, aren't you, Scott?
Hey, you caught me. I'm coming out.
Was Liza in it?
No, Liza wasn't in it.
Oh, damn.
Jeff Bridges was in it, though. He is hot.
Gay.
Hot as hell.
Gay. All right, what's your next movie?
I saw Ransom.
Ransom is an action film directed by former Richie Cunningham and Opie Boy, Ron Howard.
Well, it's more tension than action.
Now, if you ask me, Ron Howard has never directed a good movie in his career.
I'd say this would have to be his best movie, but it's still not that great. It's okay.
What? You're saying it's better than Parenthood?
Yes. Parenthood sucked.
Parenthood was great.
Parenthood was a big gooey
puke. You know it would have been better if Steve Martin would have accidentally shot Jason Robards and there would have been a picture of Jason Robards' brain chunks flying all over Thomas Hulse's face. Then it would have been a better movie.
Man, Rob, you gotta admit, the stupid roller coaster scene was sappy, stupid crap, all right? And any movie with a Randy Newman song in it automatically sucks in my book.
Randy Newman's a genius.
He's an idiot.
Why is he an idiot?
Well, I agree with both of you, because Randy Newman is a brilliant songwriter and performer. However, his songs should not be in movies.
Because they suck.
He's a great songwriter.
It's like putting a Dylan song in a movie, man. Dylan's great, but his songs don't translate to film.
Dylan sucks, too, but let's not get into that.
Move on, Scott. What else have you seen?
I saw Romeo and Juliet. That sucked.
It had to have sucked.
It's ridiculous. It doesn't work at all.
It's Romeo and Juliet with, like, automatic rifles, right?
Exactly.
Drive-bys and stuff.
But they speak the play word for word, and it's just goofy.
Wherefore art thou, gentle puck?
How much did they cut out?
Not too much. I'm not that familiar with the play, but they didn't cut out much. It was long as hell.
All right, move on.
Let's see. Sleepers sucked.
What the hell is Sleepers?
Sleepers is that priest movie, right?
Well, it's got De Niro plays a priest in it, but it's got Brad Pitt and all these pretty boys in it, and it sucks.
Well, isn't Rain Man in it?
Yeah, Hoffman's in it for about three scenes.
Is that the one where like they go to reform school and they get out?
Yeah, they all get molested.
Oh, Jesus, give me a break. Go on to the next one. I can't believe you wouldn't saw that.
Let's see. The Ghost in the Darkness sucked.
What the hell is that? Oh, that's the two lions eat Val Kilmer.
Yeah.
Batman gets eaten by a lion. Okay, go ahead, next one.
The Chamber sucked.
Never heard of it.
The Chamber is already at Dollar Movies. That's where...
John Grisham.
John Grisham wrote it, but that one guy that was in The Conversation, what's his name? Gene Hackman?
Gene Hackman, yeah.
Gene Hackman is like in jail and he didn't do it, right?
He's always good, but he shows up in a lot of crap movies.
All right, go ahead, move on.
I saw was Secrets and Lies. That's an outstanding movie. You should go see it.
Secrets and Lies. Tell us a little bit about it. I've never even heard of it.
It's an English movie by a director named Mike Lee, who does movies without scripts.
Everyone all right, you reviewed this on your last
is
show.
Is it a Mike Lee joint?
Did I already talk about that?
Yeah, it's the white woman has a black daughter. And it's a big to-do when she shows up at Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
You told me I should see it. You already talked about this
Well,
one.
You should go see it. I don't think I talked about it on the
Where's
show.
It playing?
Okay, maybe we talked about it over cigars and cognac.
The worst movie I've seen, I think, by far is...
Wait, whoa, slow down.
What?
You're going to get music for the worst movie you've seen, but where is that Secrets and Lies movie showing if you like it so much?
It was showing at the Kenwood Cinema 5, their little artsy farty.
If you like it so much, is it a date flick, or is it just kind of go-by-yourself flick, or is it kind of like a get-stoned-in-the-parking-lot flick?
If your girlfriend likes 2-hour and 15-minute movies about English people, then she'll love it.
Okay.
Cool. We saw Space Jam.
I heard. How
was it? Space Jam rocks, man.
Space Jam kicks ass.
It had cartoons and it had basketball. What more could you ask for, except for maybe death?
All right.
If Bugs would have accidentally shot Pat Ewing in the face, and like chunks of Pat Ewing's brain would have went all over Daffy Duck,
that
would have been
cool. That's a four-star movie right there.
That would have been cool.
That would have been
Chris
awesome.
And Rob highly recommend the Space Jam, if for nothing else, just to check out all the cool cartoons and stuff.
You know, usually when I'm like 20 minutes into a movie, and I haven't got a rod yet, I start getting bored and want to leave. But thankfully, Lola Bunny came on screen, and Kaboingo.
Oh, wait, you check out Lola Bunny.
Mr. Carrot
and I
made
might
an
add,
appearance.
Space Jam, the best performance by Bill Murray since Stripes. And it certainly beats the hell out of that elephant movie nobody wants to see.
Okay. So what do you feel about, like, things like Blockbuster and Walmart chopping up the movies, or they won't stock them?
Well, I haven't read all that much about that. But if the Blockbuster will put a little sticker, I think, on the box that says modified from the original version, and if it says that, I won't rent it.
There you go.
I want the original stuff, man.
Cool. You want the director's
card. You didn't read much about it. I'll read to you. Blockbuster won't carry any movie with more than an R rating, a rule that caused the people that made the movie Showgirls to be re-edited. Scott, did you see Showgirls?
I did.
Who directed it?
That was Paul Verhoeven.
What else has Paul Verhoeven directed?
Oh, he did Basic Instinct.
You know, I don't get this little the cutesy thing you guys do every time you mention Paul Verhoeven.
I don't get it either.
What is that? What the hell is the point of that? I don't get that.
The new version of Showgirls carries no disclaimer. The one that they're trying to rent out of Blockbuster. And you know that the television networks do routinely cut movies for time and content, and so do the airlines that show them on their international flight.
Yeah, they always take out all the plane wreck references on the airline flights.
I don't blame them.
Yeah, what's the one where the soccer team ate each other in the Andes?
Alive.
I don't think they'll show that one on your local TWA flight.
I got some video pics, and then I gotta go.
Oh, no. You were gonna tell us your worst movie of the week.
Oh, worst movie I've seen in a while. Basquiat.
Basquiat?
A piece of crap.
Oh, is that it's like an artist guy, right?
Yeah, it was a movie about an artist I've never heard of, but that doesn't matter. The movie was just awful.
Well, what's it about now? Just about an artist, huh?
It's about Basquiat, and he takes a lot of drugs. And
oh,
really
this is
weird.
Like the Andy Warhol type artist guy, right?
Yeah, David Bowie plays Andy Warhol. It was awful. Christopher Walken's in it, Dennis Hopper's in it, and all these good people are in it, but it's such crap, you can't enjoy any of it.
I was pronouncing a Basquiat when I read about an Entertainment Weekly.
But it's really Basquiat?
I think that's how it's
So
pronounced.
Scott says, don't see Basquiat unless you're a glutton for boredom.
Avoid that at all
Hey,
costs.
I have a video pick.
What's that?
Toy Story.
You like Toy
it's
Story.
It's got three Randy Newmans. You got front of me. Three Randy Newman songs in it. It is perfect.
Scott Barlow, the movie critic for the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. Video picks, then you're out of here.
I got five of them.
Make them quick.
Household Saints.
What's that?
A good movie. You can get it at Home Cinema at Ludlow. You can't get it anywhere else. Bring Me the Head of Alfredo Garcia.
Whoa. So what's this movie? You're telling us about some movie to see, but then you don't say nothing about it.
I got five movies. Want me to tell you a description of every one of them?
Yeah, sure.
Brief and succinct.
Household Saints is about these two people in Brooklyn who have a kid, and she turns out to sort of be a saint, but she might not be a saint, and it's about that.
Okay, go ahead, move on.
What, like, is she the Pope or something?
Ah, hold on, who cares, move on.
Bring Me the Head of Alfredo Garcia.
No, well, you can't be a saint unless you do something to deserve it, you know, like Mother Teresa.
Maybe that's the point of the movie, schmuck, go rent it.
Okay, there, you sold it. Now move on to the next one, punk.
Bring Me the Head of Alfredo Garcia, Sam Peckinpah, lots of blood, heads getting cut off, rent it.
All right.
With Nail and I, English movie. It's about a couple of drinking slobs that are really funny. Go rent it.
But With Nail and I?
With Nail and I. With Nail is one word. It's
okay. With Nail and I. That's easy enough to remember.
Yojimbo. That's a Japanese movie, Kurosawa. It's what the spaghetti westerns were based on, and it's like a samurai sword flick. It's awesome.
Yojimbo is what I say whenever I want my friend Jim to get me another beer.
I knew you were going to say that.
Is there a lot of that in there?
There is, actually.
Okay, good. What else? What's your final one?
Final one is Hate.
Yojimbo!
By who?
Give me another cold one,
I can't remember the guy's name. He's a French guy. But Jodie Foster distributed the movie. It's a French movie. You get it at home cinema on Ludlow Avenue. It's a great movie.
Does it have subtitles?
Yes.
Oh, cool. A lot of French boobies?
I don't think there's any nudity, but there's quite a bit of humor and some shocks.
All right. French shocks. Can't beat those. Like a Renault that goes over 30 miles an hour.
But that pretty much brings us up to date, I think.
Well, thanks a lot, Scott, for seeing any good movies lately, and we'll keep an aisle seat open for you.
That's no problem, man. I'm glad to call. Also, I watched Catch-22, and I enjoyed it, but it wasn't as good as the book.
Well, that goes without saying. But did I tell you it was a good movie, or did I tell you it was a good movie?
I trusted you, and you were right, man.
Was Art Garfunkel fabulous, or was Art Garfunkel fabulous?
He was okay, I guess. Alan Arkin was outstanding.
Bob Newhart was pretty good.
He was good. Even Anthony Perkins was good, and he usually gives me the creeps.
It was a fine movie all the way around.
Fine. Even Buck Henry was good, and I can't stand him.
Okay, see you later. You're just out of your mind.
What?
Hey, what do you mean, what? He doesn't like Buck Henry? That's a guy he wrote The Graduate.
This has been Seen Any Good Movies Lately?
He doesn't like Randy Newman. He doesn't like Mary Tyler Moore. He doesn't like Buck Henry.
With our local movie critic, Scott Barlow, who knows celluloid.
But he's weird.
Right?
He's weird, and he's just getting weirder all the time.